This is Ten Radio, community radio for the Ten Parishes on 105.3 FM. Or you can hear us on the web at tenradio.org.
Best-selling author Frederick Forsyth, CBE, is going to talk to us now on the telephone from his home about how visiting the Somme battlefields years ago affected him. And to mark this 100-year anniversary, he has written a poem now set to music and sung by Melissa. I hope that we have Mr. Forsyth on the phone. Good morning, Mr. Forsyth.
Morning to you.
Ah, good morning. Thank you so much for being able to spare some time today to speak to us on Ten Radio here in West Somerset. It's fascinating how you have been affected by your visit to the battlefields of northern France years ago. You're known as a worldwide success for your thrillers and have written and published many, many books. But this is different, isn't it?
Well, yes. I mean, obviously, I actually went there for a TV documentary, which I was making about battles generally, and that particular episode was about the First World War. So, with a TV crew, I went over there, and the extraordinary place, it marks you because you never forget when you've seen those awful places. And I remember we stood around and the crew couldn't even film. They were just so moved by these walls and walls and walls of names.
And
all young men who just never came home.
Yes. You have called it a place to shrivel the soul. That's a fantastically apt description, isn't it?
Well, it is the effect that it had on all of us. Sort of fairly hard-bitten cameraman, sound recordist, producer, and I'd been in journalism, which is not normally a sentimental profession, but you just stand there and you just couldn't move.
When did you go? How long ago was it you first went?
It must have been about 25, maybe 30 years.
Mm. And this was the first time you had been to the battlefields?
Yes, I'd never obviously heard about the Meningate, Thiepval, the Tynecart and so on, but I'd never seen them. And then when we got there, and there was a guide, French-speaking guide, And we just took these places, and we just stood. There's nothing to say.
No.
Row upon row upon row of these little white stones, and where there are walls, just names chipped into the wall. In some cases, the name, rank, number, and in some cases, just the words known only to God.
Yes, which is the whole place is remarkably restrained, isn't it? Known unto all of those words, I understand, were created in conjunction with Rudyard Kipling and Lutyens when they were creating the concept of commemoration, and they've just hit it, haven't they?
Yep, they do. There was one remarkable something I learned there was I was in a field no bigger than a football pitch, where virtually the entire young generation of Newfoundland died in a single day. So trying to get 100 yards across a field of knee-deep mud, and they were just mown down. And I said it to the guy, it's very quiet. And he said, yes, no birds sing here. I said, but it's been 70 years, 80 years maybe, I don't know. And he said, yes, but the trees have grown back up, but the birds don't nest and they never sing.
That's amazing, isn't it? It's kind of like nature knows that this was an abuse of nature.
Yes, there must be something about the place that the birds just are, terrified of.
Mm.
They nest and breed and sing elsewhere, but not there.
I also understand there at Verdun, which I have not visited, which was the French Somme, if you like. It was, how it affected France as badly. There are no birds singing there also.
That could well be. As I say, they must have some sort of sixth sense. So when you think a bird's life is only 3 or 4 or 5 years, and so that have to have been 10 generations, and yet somehow it's passed on, we do not go there.
So you have written the most poignant and moving poem about this battle. So as we were heading towards the commemoration of 100 years since the Somme began, Did you, in your mind, have this fermenting? Were you thinking, I want to do something, write something, create something? How did it begin?
It was just an idea. I think it came to me, actually, in the car. I don't know why. I think I was listening to music in the car, and there was a mention of battles and lost soldiers. And I thought, I can't think of any sung lament that quite specifically pays tribute to them. They were the First World War poets, yes. Very moving poetry. And I knew a couple of sung laments like Danny Boy or Banks of Loch Lomond, but I couldn't think of one that actually celebrated and paid tribute to our lost soldiers.
Mm.
So I got back and I just sat at my desk and I started to doodle with lines and verses and rhymes and scansion and so on. And then eventually, about a week later, I think I got my 16 lines and four quatrains or tribute to those soldiers, but I didn't know what to do with it. So I thought I'd like to hear it sung, but I had no singer and no music. So Lady Luck stepped in. I was in church, and I heard a most beautiful soprano voice singing in the choir. And so I asked who it was and could I meet her, and it turned out to be Melissa, a lady from the beautiful soprano, from the Royal Opera House, who just happens to live in the village and mentors the church choir.
How lovely,
so
how
I
lucky.
To her. She said, I'd love to sing that. Do you have the music? I said, no, I don't have any music. But she said, I know a composer called Gareth Williams, and so we put it to him, and he came up with this extraordinarily moving melody. And then the two of them went into a studio and created the song.
Gosh. And how long did this process take from you first speaking to Melissa to its final recording?
I think Gareth only took about 3 to 4 weeks to come up with this absolutely original piece of music. I was thinking of a bit of classical music, maybe, that words would fit, but I couldn't find one.
No.
So here is a brand new piece of music, never been heard before. Well, it has been heard now, because it came out, I think, in February, but it's new and it's British author, British composer, British singer, and it's about our boys.
How absolutely wonderful for you to see the realization of that from the words you got as a reaction to visiting the song.
Yeah, it is, and it seems to be slowly climbing the charts. But I like so much of life nowadays online. But it is available there online.
And we will give that in a moment, because we're going to ask you if you would kind of read the poem in a moment, and then we're going to finish with Melissa singing Fallen Soldier. But just coming back to the battle, do you think we can ever learn anything from battles such as the Somme?
Well, it would seem not, in as much as we British really have been at war almost all of 100 years. Somewhere British soldiers have been deployed and fighting, and in my lifetime, obviously the Second World War, I lived through that, and then the Korea and on various colonial wars, and then the Falklands, and of course more recently Afghanistan and Iraq, and it still seems, you know, they're coming home in a coffin, wrapped in a Union Jack. When will it ever end? I don't know.
Or as we were speaking with our guest between 9 and 10, the effects of shell shock, or these days post-traumatic stress disorder, goes on for generations and affects whole families and communities. It's so staggeringly damaging. You wonder how on earth, you know, people can live through it. I think probably not. Mr. Forsyth, it's been fantastic speaking to you, and I know that you are supremely busy over this next today and beyond, so we're very grateful for the time you've given us. But may we ask you to read the poem to us, and then as I say, we're going to play Melissa singing the song so that our listeners can hear it. They can also watch it on YouTube.
There's an accompanying video as well.
An accompanying video, which is lovely. If I might ask you to read your poem, it would be a pleasure.
Right. Well, it just starts, sleep in peace, fallen soldier, where your kinsfolk here have laid you, as we who are left tread so soft up above. You are home from the fight, from the clamour, from the danger, laid in the breast of the land that you love. We should have told you more how deeply we loved you. We knew not how short was the while to kiss and to hold, to cherish your presence, the sound of your laughter, the sun of your smile. When you first marched to the colors, you were young and oh so handsome. You pulled on that badge, standing straight, standing tall, and you gave to us your promise, your sworn word of honor. And in your last moment, you gave us your all. So sleep, fallen soldier, here in your homeland, wrapped in our flag, until when, on some far distant morn, you'll hear his last reveille. Then you and your comrades will march once again.
So moving. Thank you so much indeed for reading that lovely poem and for joining us on our community radio station this morning. It's a pleasure to hear your voice. And thank you. Busy time for you, I know, but we're now going to end by playing Melissa singing Fallen Soldier. But Mr. Forsyth, thank you. It's been lovely.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Your kinsfolk here have laid you. So soft up above, you are home from the fight, from the clamor, from the danger, laid in the breast of the land that you love. We should have told you more how deeply.
And thank you to Frederick Forsyth for speaking to Ten Radio about his poem and the new recording of it, sung by Melissa.
This is Ten Radio, community radio for the Ten Parishes on 105.3 FM. Or you can hear us on the web at tenradio.org.